shout about it. Chances are that I'll be late.
This is Hannah Lazar.
And Nick.
And we're signing on with PiratePods.com down in San Diego at SOMA for the Rock for Africa benefit concert with Long Stay. Hey, guys.
Hey.
My name is Kyle, and I play drums.
I'm Josh, bass player.
I'm Jordan, guitar player.
I'm Nick, guitar, piano, and vocals. And we're missing Johnny, who plays violin and piano.
That's all right. That's just fine by me. I don't mind if you forget about the times when we...
So what got you guys interested in playing at Rock for Africa?
I was talking to Kara, I believe it was, and I helped set up some Africa show at our church. And so when another one came up, we were obviously super interested.
How would you describe your music?
Anyone want to take that?
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Piano, bass.
What does Final Tap say?
Rock.
Not really classifiable. we're real piano driven. We're soulful, little blues.
Indie rock.
Indie rock, a little poppy. Metal, we have a lot of beat breaks. And no, we don't have any.
So because there's all this, you know, stuff going on, how do you organize a song? How does it come to be?
Do you have a primary songwriter?
Yeah, I write all the songs. And so normally I come with a skeleton or a full song, and either I'll practice with everyone individually and kind of get some parts and we'll come together as a group. But we're not a huge fan of practicing, so we practice like once for every show and then we go for it. It's more just having fun and stuff. So
it's about the raw energy on stage mostly.
Yeah,
I'd say.
So you guys are going to be heading on tour pretty soon?
Yeah,
a couple small ones, right?
Yeah, we're doing a couple weekend stuff. We're going to Arizona and then back up the coast of the Bay Area before we get back down here. But they're short, they're like weekend runs.
So have you developed any funny habits when you're on tour that maybe your fans would be interested in?
It's all about the games. You gotta keep yourself sane while you're out there in endless car ride hours.
Kyle, you want to talk about the sandwich game?
In a nutshell.
You introduced it, so.
When on the road, we play the sandwich game, which consists of anything that has two buns and something in between it. Whoops.
Sandwich.
A sandwich, you know, at a
burger,
yeah.
A burger.
Burger, so anything like that. And if there is a bite taken out of the burger, single bite, burger is left down on the table without a button or a french fry
anything
or another burger, anything on top of it, it is up to be punched.
As hard as possible.
Only one time. But if it does have something on top, then you're good to go.
Really?
So what's been the messiest outcome of the sandwich game so far on tour?
Nick's been pretty much the biggest victim of all of it. I'd say he's the most forgetful in safeguarding his burgers.
Yeah. We play Jinx. We brought Jinx back to Kyle brought Jinx back. So we played Jinx, and I jinxed him once in Texas for like 15 minutes. So he was pretty pissed afterwards, and so like he was looking for an opportunity and just killed my burger as soon as I put it down. So.
Well, how would you describe the word success?
I don't think we know yet
how to do that.
College graduates, you want to take that one?
No.
Who?
That's tough. I don't know.
I think success is, you know, each person different a little bit. And, you know, for a band unit, I think it's spreading your music out there and it's getting people to listen and people to be excited about it and people to tap their foot and clap their hands at your show.
Yeah.
Tell their friends.
Just like success, like in music, I guess, would just be like able to stay break even, I guess, or you know, as a job.
Spread, you know what you do.
I guess for me, it's just I go out having fun. So if I have fun and people like what we're doing, we're successful. seeing the same people back at shows,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. Does that happen when you guys are out on tour on the road? Are there particular places you go to that you have a good fan base?
We see some of the same faces.
Yeah.
Bakersfield.
Modesto.
Modesto. It's all about the Central
Modesto,
Valley of
yeah.
California.
Yeah,
dirty, hot Central California.
More or less, yeah.
One of the best places to cruise through with a
big loaded tour van, I'm sure.
Trying not to use air conditioning.
We try to vacation in Bakersfield as much as possible.
Sorry to all of our Bakersfield listeners.
we actually love it there.
All two of you that are
there. All two of you who have... can get podcasts.
So do you guys have a full album out yet?
No. We have assorted demos right now, and we've just been selling that for, I guess, past a year. We've been recording here and there. We've been trying to do an EP for the past decade, but hopefully by the year's end we'll record it and be able to release
it. How long have you guys been together?
I guess, okay, technically a year. It started as a solo project of mine when I left my last band, and so I was just always recording like home demos, and that was basically the beginning of it. I record all of it, and then it evolved into this. So.
So what's the worst job you've ever had? If this is the best job, what's the worst job?
I haven't really had a worst job. I waited tables for a while, but that wasn't too bad.
I worked it. It wasn't that bad, but I walked out to quit. I worked at Sports Authority for like a couple of months, and I wanted to go to the show, and like my boss wouldn't let me go, and they're just being retarded, and so I was supposed to call my manager when I was supposed to like take my lunch. I'm like, hey, taking my lunch. Oh, sweet, see you in half an hour. I'm like, no, not gonna come back.
That's awesome.
So I left, went to the show, and was jobless for a couple months.
Leave with style. So what's one of your favorite songs right now that you're playing? What's one that you get up there on stage and you just can't wait to bang out?
For me, I'd say our opener, Old Heads on Young Shoulders, is really fun for me. I'm just playing tambourine, so I don't have to worry about anything, screwing anything up.
That one's good. We play one called House Upon a Hill that I really like.
City marked with Asian lost, there's a house upon a hill. Arguments over wills of the law since gone. As a color fades, they make the way to the front of the line. Serve one at a time, they'll eat you alive. No one lies and nobody steals. Who decided, you know it's real.
There were two songs that we used to play that we don't anymore that I really liked.
Which ones were those?
The Cloud song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember that one?
Yeah.
And Love and Be Loved.
Bum, 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 na, na, na.
Oh, yeah,
the Jordan
yeah.
song.
That,
yeah. But I really like House Upon a Hill.
Old Heads on Young Shoulders.
Yeah.
That was the sweetest to play. Super high energy and just chill. It's sweet.
All right. Well, you know, we're Pirate Pod, so we'd like to ask at the end of the interview if you guys can give us your best pirate impression.
Instead of play for a train, I thought once no one came. Makes it harder to get up. The Gilgal never saw the light of day. Took an early flight from